You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The sustainability feature on Classic Business is brought to you by Yes, the Youth Employment Service. Together, you can reignite the economy by creating youth jobs. Now, South African unemployment jumped to 32.5% in the last quarter of 2020, with youth unemployment up at 63.2%. Let me just remind you of that number, 63.2% youth unemployment. It is a national crisis, great to have the Youth Employment Service come on board to partner with Classic during our sustainability feature to help talk about how companies are partnering with Yes to ensure we get a handle on this growing unemployment epidemic. Now, Ford is one of the companies that signed up to reduce South Africa's youth unemployment crisis. And I'm joined now by Esther Buthelezi, who's Ford's head of corporate transformation. Esther, welcome to the show. Just firstly, when did Ford get involved with the Yes program?
We got involved with the Yes program in 2019. And then 2020 was our first year, and 2021 is our second year. In year one, we had 254 youth that participated, and in year two, we've got 706 youth that are participants.
So really scaling up the program from year one to year two there, what sort of youth jobs have been created? What kind of work are these young people doing inside Ford?
Mike, if I could just take it back slightly. We are involved in a number of initiatives that obviously Yes has put across. So we are involved in agriculture. We are involved in the health sector. We are involved in finance. And the biggest one, as we know, is education in our country. So, you know, those are the basic sectors that we are involved in. Now, to come back to your question, in terms of what the youth are doing within Ford, we've split this internally as well as externally with our implementation partners that we are working in. And now they're doing all various sorts of things. From the dealer level, we've got a couple of youth that has come in. And from that angle, they are working with the dealer network. Some of them are working in the sales environment. Some of them are working in the service environment. And some of them are getting exposure in our parts environment. In the other areas, in terms of education, we are looking at partnering with our implementation partners. So within this area, we're looking at children that are below 10 years old. And the main aim there is to ensure that they can read and have meaning in their home languages. As you know, that is a critical area where, you know, we need to get the youth, whether they are in whichever ethnic group that they are, that they read and understand in their own languages what they're reading.
It's not just jobs here that you're getting involved in. It's the fact that you're getting involved in early childhood development as well. I think many people may think the Youth Employment Service is just about creating youth work, but it's also about creating the conditions to ensure that youth succeed in their educational pursuits and are better equipped to enter the world of work when that day arrives.
Absolutely. You know, Ford has always been about providing access as well as opportunities and resources that help people reach their full potential. And as we know, you know, Michael, we find that sometimes our work environment is so restricted, or there are times when the youth out there, especially when they're coming either from tertiary or from, you know, educational mainstream, you find that they are not exposed to what is out there. And there's endless possibilities that are out there that the youth can tap into.
And as we know, the automotive industry is really well supported by government. There was also a newly formed Automotive Industry Transformation Fund that was launched last year. How is this tying into the Ford Group's widening scope of its own transformation initiatives and its deepening involvement in these economic empowerment programs in its broader dealer network?
I'm actually glad that you're asking that question. You know, this transformation fund that has been put together basically talks to suppliers, you know, whom we call EMEs and QSEs, which are smaller suppliers that have not had the opportunity in the past to participate with the bigger suppliers in there, whether it's being in terms of supplying parts, whether being it in terms of, you know, getting into the retail space, especially in the dealer network, or whether being in terms of, you know, looking at after-sales services like our panel beaters and so forth. So this opportunity opens the opportunity for us to call them, what the fund calls them as beneficiaries, but to come in and assist them in terms of, you know, growing their businesses. And the aim is not just to grow their businesses within South Africa in terms of the auto value chain, but it's also to ensure that eventually they become suppliers out of the, South Africa, and then they can start exporting their goods, not just in South Africa, but outside of South Africa as well.
And that's so important because it's part of the broader automotive industry development program. And in exchange for that support that government is giving the industry has committed to help transform and grow the value chain as well. We see Ford investing more than 11 billion rand into its Silverton assembly plant in Pretoria. And with that, the production capacity for the Ranger and the Ranger Raptor Buckies, which are very, very popular in the country as well. Just as we wrap this up, Esther, working with the YES program, what has it been like introducing these youth into the Ford Group and the Ford network more broadly? What sort of impact has it had on the overall business?
Michael, it actually has been an absolutely, absolutely exciting time. You know, I could tell you good stories that has come out of this. Within the sales department, we got people that knew nothing about sales. But right now I can tell you that we've got a young lady that is selling up to 6 vehicles. She hasn't been in the auto industry at all, but she has managed to sell, and that has changed her life, but not just her life, her family life, and obviously her confidence as well, to say, you know, I'm confident I can go out there and conquer the world. Not just that, we also have a youth that is now a supervisor in the hospital, in the hospitality industry, and he is doing exceptionally well. Now, this is a young person that knew nothing about nature, but with a YES opportunity, he had the opportunity of coming in and being exposed to what briefly he didn't know about that. And then most probably, lastly, which is super exciting and which is making us really, really proud, you know, to be part of the YES program, because you can see the difference that it's doing. We've got youth that have been employed into some health sectors. And with this pandemic that we had of COVID, they were working hand in hand with the front, you know, staff that we had. And that to us makes us proud. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's not just about us partnering with YES in terms of monetary terms, but you can actually see and feel the transformation that is going around there.
Esther Buthelezi, Head of Corporate Transformation at Ford, sharing the motor manufacturer's experience with the Youth Employment Service Program for the sake of our country's future. Isn't it time that you considered YES? The sustainability feature on Classic Business was brought to you by YES. Together, you can reignite the economy by creating youth jobs. Need a BBBE booster? Want to change youth lives? Well, join over 1,400 businesses like Ford, reigniting the economy with the Youth Employment Service, YES, and gain up to 2 levels up on your BBBE scorecard. YES has created over 50,000 work experiences for youth, with companies receiving over 400 BBBE level ups. Join the YES movement and watch your scorecard soar. Visit yesforyouth.co.za. Say yes today.